Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is Friday, March 19th. It's Friday. We're already done with the week.
Happy Friday.
I like that we're just kind of picking it up and doing it whenever we please.
We shouldn't I hope our listeners feel that way,
we
too.
We shouldn't feel beholden to just doing this every Monday through Friday. We should just come and go as we please.
Well, it's been working for us so far.
That's how it's been going. I'm just trying to rationalize that now at this point. So we saw a very sensitive Frankie's going night night.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy and Frankie. Jimmy and Frankie are going to bed now.
He's gonna tuck him in. He's gonna give him his little teddy.
He's gonna tuck him in, and then he's gonna run for Prezi. He's gonna give him a little tucky, and then he's gonna run for Prezi of the 326, which is a big deal. The big 326.
We're in Boston?
No.
Why do I keep thinking we're in Boston?
Because you're thinking of The Departed.
Oh.
Which we were just talking about yesterday.
But no, I've said before in this podcast, I keep thinking that we're in Boston. I guess it's
Irishman, like that's sort of what Irish mafia is more, you think, Boston. We love a union. We love this union of Frankie and Jimmy.
In bed.
In their jammies.
A little jammy party.
Let's see where this relationship goes, huh? We're at a minute and 20. Does that put me at like an official one third? I'm roughly about a third of the way there.
You have 2 hours left. 2 hours and 9 minutes.
9 minutes and 26 seconds. Okay, so, excuse me, there's that COVID again. I need this vaccine to kick in ASAP. So yeah, I'm an hour and 20 minutes in. Here we go. Get the blankie on. Yeah, he likes to talk about how he feels. Frankie doesn't really. Bedtime. What is happening right now?
Jimmy, go night-night.
Yeah, he was like really worried about this president thing. And now, well, there he goes. Do you think this is also manipulative too?
I do think this is manipulative.
Oh, I was so worried. Now I can go to sleep. Oh, brother.
Can you imagine the bliss of falling asleep that easily? I can't.
Just when I try to get out, they pull me back in. Oh, here we go.
326, what?
326. That's true. He took me out of a meat truck and he gave me my start. An hour and 21 minutes to get to the real heart of the movie.
Sounds like he just found him in a meat truck as a child. And was like, you come with me.
Little boy, what are you doing in this meat truck? Get out of that meat truck. I was freezing in that meat truck. I didn't know how to get out. Get out of that meat truck, you little scamp. Come on with me and do crimes.
I was born in this meat truck.
I was born in this meat truck, and I'll die in this meat truck. No, you won't. Get out of there. You're meant for bigger things.
You gotta run a union for me, kid.
I need you to run for a union.
That's how it was in the olden times.
I need you to run for union. Oh, brother. Okay, well... So now we're getting somewhere. Now there's a... That was good. That was a good little emotional... We landed on like a new, end of one arc. I like when we end one scene on a Friday and we're just about to start a new scene.
Yeah.
I'm back in it.
Feels good. I like that...
It feels good to be back.
The
thing is, everyone listening to this right now is probably thinking like there's no way they come back on Monday. It'll be another 6 weeks before we do this again.
Look, we'll see.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say that I like that the last line we see from this episode is, he gave me my first union. And I'm just thinking about like a child's book written by Jimmy Hoffa.
Or my first union.
My first union.
Oh, boy. He took me out of the meat truck and he gave me my own union. Thanks, Jimmy.
It's all thanks to Jimmy.
Wow, my very own union. I always wanted one.
All right. Yeah. This was a good three men.
This was a good three men. No one died this week, which was our sort of barometer for whether it was a good week or not. Remember, we were thinking we had a game.
Yeah.
Whether or not someone was going to get off. But I don't really think it was fair to judge it on a 3-day week.
I was just remembering in the mind grape. I think I know who that guy is that I thought was Jason Schwartzman, who was throwing someone through a wood chipper.
Oh, when we were queuing up. Yeah, that was from the last episode I did in February or whatever. I did one random Monday episode.
And all I came up with is his first name's Brandon.
Do you want me to look it up right now?
Superman guy, Brandon someone.
I'm going to look it up. I'm not going to waste time on the episode, but we'll talk about it on Monday.
Brandon.
Brandon something.
My first union.
Wow. This is really riveting stuff. Someone is listening to this right now just thinking like, what am I doing with my time?
But what are we doing with ours? Other than not entertaining the masses.
Anything good, that's for sure. All right. Well, maybe see you on Monday, everyone. Maybe not.
Goodbye.
I don't know.